You are listening to the TTPA, Detani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage, a commentary, and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 5, Paragraph 16. Pirkei Mishnah Ted Zion, talking not the number 4, but talking about the idea of real love, unconditional love. Not conditional love, not conditional relationships, tit for tat. You do this for me, maybe I'll do that for you. You come out here, I'll get you a present. No. Kol ahava shehei taloyo b'davar, batel davar b'tela ahava, v'she'ena taloyo. Any love that depends on something will not last forever, because when that thing ends, the love ends. If one person loves another for a selfish reason, the love will last only as long as the reason. Once the reason ceases to apply, the love will also cease, as the Meiri points out. For example, if one person loves another because of his power or money, or if a man loves a woman because of her beauty, the love will not last any longer than the power, money, or beauty on which it is based, as the Magen Avos points out. One's love in such cases is not for the other person, but for the benefits that he receives. In essence, then, it is an expression of the love that he has for himself, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out. But a love that does not depend on something will never end. If one loves the person himself, regardless of any benefits he might provide, the love will last forever, as the Meiri and Tiferes Yisrael points out. What is an example of love that depends on something? The love of Amnon for Tamar. Amnon was a son of King David, and Tamar was a daughter of David from a different mother. Sanhedrin 21a points it out. Scripture, the Psukim and Torah relates that Amnon loved Tamar because of her beauty. His desire was so strong that he attacked her against her will. Immediately after, however, his love for her ended, and he began to hate her even greater than he loved her to begin with, as Samuel 2 points out in chapter 13. Since Amnon's love for Tamar was based on physicality, was based on appearance, the love disappeared as soon as the aspect was done, as the Magen Avos points out. So that's not an example of love that is good, that's dependent on something, but an example of love that does not depend on something, that is the love of David and Yohanan. An amazing example of a story of friendship, even though David was the natural successor to the king Saul, Shaul, which was Yohanan's own father. Nonetheless, their beautiful friendship endured. Jonathan was the son of King Saul. Jonathan and David were close friends who felt only pure, unselfish affection for each other. As it says in Samuel 1:18, Jonathan Saul became attached to David Saul, and Jonathan loved him as himself. Although Jonathan would have succeeded his father as king, he humbly accepted the divine decree appointing David as the new king. Moreover, when Saul tried to kill David numerous times, Jonathan helped David escape, especially the famous Haftorah that we read oftentimes, Machar Chodesh, when the next day is the new moon. Suffering his father's anger rather than seeing David get hurt, chapter 20 over there. It is evident that their love endured from the eulogy that David gave for Yohanan, where David said in Samuel 2:1-26, "Your love was more wondrous to me than the love of woman." This means that whereas a man's wife, love for his wife is often influenced by physical attraction, the love of these two friends was completely selfless, as the Magen Avos points out. Some Rishonim explain the Mishnah a little differently. A relationship based on material values like money and beauty will eventually come to an end. But a relationship based on godly values, such as love of scholars for the Torah wisdom and love of the righteous for their exemplary behavior, will last forever because these values are eternal. The love of Yonasan and David endured because both of them were motivated by the desire to do the will of God, as Rav and others point out. So in your life, in your days, whatever relationship you may have, especially spousal and children, towards parents, towards friends, to society and others, make sure it is not dependent on anything, because if it is, it will not endure, and it is by definition conditional. We need unconditional love, unconditional relationships, unconditional interactions and love for one another. If we have that ability, and then we could have Ava Chinam for all people, we could finally hopefully be Zocha that the Mikdash comes back speedily in our days, and may that day in fact be today. Join us next time as we talk about arguments for the sake of heaven here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.